Brian and Tricia. We are Quick C 98.3, Oliver Tree, and Life Goes On. Got a great in-studio guest coming in this morning. First time meeting this young man, but very proud of him and the efforts he's been putting in. David Wheatley. He's with Boy Scout Troop number 152 here in Hardin County, 17 years old, and he is working on his Eagle Project. Welcome aboard this morning.
Hi.
So we got a contact from you guys a couple of days back, and you were working on your Eagle Project, and this is kind of that last step to get that Eagle Scout, and it's the thing where you have to find a great way to do a service project and give back to your community. And people really, unless they know how much goes into an Eagle Project, they really don't understand that it is a lot of work. It's not just like, oh, I went and did a thing one afternoon.
No, it is a lot of work. I had to talk to a lot of people, meet a lot of people. It was like a lot of work to get to where I am now and to go to where I need to be.
And so once this Eagle Project is completed and you get your Eagle Scout, you'll be among the few people who actually make that goal. So congratulations in advance.
Thank you.
So you go to North Hardin High School. You've been a scout for 11 years. How did you decide what your Eagle Project was going to be? And can you tell us about that?
Okay. So the church that I've am going to help, they allowed my Cub Scout troop my Cub Scout pack that is associated with my Boy Scout troop, they let them stay there, hold meetings there for a few years. And then once the pandemic got really worse and my troop had to split up temporarily because of the group limit, and they opened their arms to us being like, hey, you can stay here, hold your meeting here and all that good stuff. And so I was thinking, hey, why don't I do something good to them? You know, it's only fair.
That is a really great way to pay back. So who did you end up working with and why? And obviously, you know why, you just said. But who did you end up deciding to work with?
They have a food pantry, open door ministries. And that's it. And I did that because many years I've been working with food pantries, that sort of thing for many years. So I was very familiar with it.
And what is your ultimate goal with your Eagle Project to help them?
To fill up their food pantries because, in the fall, Thanksgiving to Christmas, the season of giving is really great, but, the need for that giving is all year round. And in the spring, there's not really any holidays or any real mood for giving. So I thought that I hold a food drive during this time period so that way they can collect the food that they need, since they were just running dry from the holidays.
And you make an excellent point. It's very easy to get people to give during that season of giving, but it's March.
Yeah.
And it's what's my motivation to jump up and go help a charity because it's March? Well, you have to get people's attention, and you're doing that. So excellent work.
Thank you.
We're going to speak to the chair of Open Door Community Kitchen, Dan Paddock. And thank you for coming in this morning.
Hey, you bet. Thanks so much for having us.
And we're glad to get to know more about you folks. Tell us where you're located and what it is you do exactly.
Well, we're located in downtown Vine Grove, and actually the location hosts four different kinds of food ministry. Although Open Door Community Kitchen is a community nonprofit organization that actually is separate from any specific church. A lot of different churches and organizations work together on that. That is who David has so graciously decided to sponsor. We serve 150 to 200 meals a week, plus hand out lots of bread and other kinds of groceries, some other emergency food, as well as connect to other pantries. So what we do is huge. It really is a hub for food ministry in North Hardin County, and we're so grateful for David for being willing to sponsor us and help us with that.
So he's talking about helping you guys fill up your pantry. What type of thing is it you need? Is it better for folks to donate money or time, or to donate specific food items? What's going to help you the most?
All three of those work. If you go to where he's going to be having this drive, obviously the food is really, really going to help. Money certainly helps us because we have supplies, equipment, different things we try to do to help along the way. But volunteers from time to time, you're welcome to call my number, 270-945-4997. We'll connect you to some volunteers and some people that would allow you to help serve meals or do some things that really help people in the community.
All right, Dan, thank you so much. David, kind of getting back to what you're doing with your drive, when will it be, where will it be, and how can people get involved?
The food drive, it'll be on March 19th to the 20th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. That's this weekend. It's going to be over in the parking lot by Kroger next to Panera Bread. That's over by Towny Drive.
So we really appreciate what you're doing. You're a great young man, and you got a lot of bright future in front of you. Congratulations again in advance for your Eagle project. I'm sure it's going to be a big success.
Thank you.
And we are Quixie 98.3.